Regina, the Regina Cat Rescue, has recently stopped taking in new animals due to a number of factors. Tanya Mihalich, pet rescue lead and foster coordinator with the Regina Cat Rescue, explained the reasons that led to this decision. With a combination of rising costs for pet food and veterinary care combined with decreased donations, lesser fundraising support and fewer volunteers, we're in a difficult place where we need to halt intakes to be sure we can continue to provide the necessities for the 350 cats that we currently have. Mihalich herself takes care of 30-plus cats in her home alone. She mentioned this was not an easy decision for the organization but noted they can't rely on people taking in rescue animals or receiving donations because of the rising costs of housing, food, gas and other essentials. With the current 350 cats the Regina Cat Rescue currently looks over, Mihalich emphasized that because the group cannot take in any more cats for the time being, hundreds of cats on the streets reproducing alone will increase the animal's population by thousands in the city. Because of this, Mihalich feels more people will see stray cats on the street. For example, the Regina Cat Rescue was notified by an individual about two kittens who were found in a bag in an alleyway. The kittens, Wiley and Remy, have since been sheltered and fed by the nonprofit group. Seeing these kittens end up alone was a heartbreaking situation, said Mihalich. However, she pointed out, in truth, you know, that's just one situation that we found out about this time. It is important to realize that this is a common occurrence that happens a lot. To control the growing number of cats living outside in Regina, Mihalich believes the best course to control the growing cat population is to implement the trap-neuter return, TNR, method across the city. TNR is where cats are taken in by a shelter or organization and get neutered. After getting neutered, the cat is released back into its home, where it can no longer reproduce. Mihalich believes this can be the most effective way to control the overpopulation of cats, which she called an epidemic. Even though the method could help control the population of cats, the Regina Cat Rescue is currently the only place in the city that offers a TNR program, said Mihalich. Compared to Regina, Mihalich noted how other major Canadian cities, like Edmonton, offer a large TNR program to control the cat population, which helps manage new strays coming in. Since the Regina Cat Rescue is the only place offering TNRs, Mihalich said the nonprofit group is losing more ground every year as the problem continues to increase. Adding on top of playing catch-up, with funding concerns getting so bad, Mihalich admitted, we're considering having to do a recovery year, you know, where we just keep our intake freeze on for the whole year. Potentially doing an intake freeze for the whole year stems from the Regina Cat Rescue no longer breaking even like they have in past years, which Mihalich believes this is the first time that has happened. When asked if that decision would be hard for her, Mihalich responded with, there's not even words that can describe how tough that'll be for me, you know, it is tough now having to, you know, say no to someone, regarding taking care of a new cat. She added, we dedicate ourselves to these causes, because we're passionate about it, and because we love animals. We love all cats, in particular at the RCR, Regina Cat Rescue. So if we are unable to help them, I mean especially like kittens, knowing that there are kittens out there going into winter that probably won't survive, you know, it's absolutely heartbreaking. Regarding the cold, Mihalich said, in minus 30 C and or minus 40 C, whether it's their ears, or their noses, or their paws, like these are all extremely vulnerable conditions, and cats will freeze. They will literally freeze like to death. Not only are the Regina Cat Rescue struggling to take in animals, but the Regina Humane Society is also finding it difficult to bring wildlife off the streets, as Mihalich noted. This could lead to animals having to be euthanized, a method that the Regina Cat Rescue does not use. With nowhere else to turn, Mihalich is calling on the city of Regina to take the initiative, you know, to support the program of TNR, you know, to try to get things under control in this city. It can't be done without the support of Regina. It can't be done without the funds. She is also encouraging people to do what they can to help out cats, whether that be providing food, water, and shelter. Citizens can also donate money to the Regina Cat Rescue website or look for a chance to volunteer.